Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, president for Commercial Finance Group in, out of Atlanta, Georgia, and which he founded in, a number of decades ago. And he is one of our top lending experts, one of our top capital acquisition experts. And we call on him on a regular basis to keep us up to date on what's going on out there in the across the marketplace. Tracy, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
Appreciate it.
Tracy, I want to get your thoughts on a trend that I've seen that I actually forecast this back in 2009 when people were talking about what was the future going to hold after the crisis and the great recession, which by the way were two different things. A lot of people don't realize that. They just kind of happened at the same time and they were not necessarily related in the beginning. But what I said, Tracy, and then those days was that the companies, the small businesses that survived, that found a way to last, and millions didn't, but those that did, one of the ways they would do that would be by deleveraging, by getting themselves out of debt, and by definition, and by lasting and getting themselves out of debt, by definition means that their balance sheet will be stronger. Their ability to fund growth organically would increase, and I predicted that would be the case. I think I've seen that in my experience in polling my audience. What have you seen across the marketplace?
No, I'd have to agree with you. I think there were a couple of elements that continued to propel that, though. I think one was as a result of the way that the banks reacted. It created a distrust, if you will, to a certain degree with some of the, and these I'm talking
especially
about
the big banks, the big banks ones. Because the big banks had to stop lending to small business owners because of their capital challenges that the regulators gave them. Because as you and I know, I always I don't like to say this, but it's the truth. Every small business loan is a risky loan.
Well, especially when you've got, different structures of debt. You know, if it's term debt structured around a piece of real estate piece of equipment, it's going to have a different perspective than a line of credit that's there for working capital.
Right.
And what happened around the time frame you're talking about is, If you had a business and you had a $500,000 line of credit, but you were only into it for $100,000 every once in a blue moon, the bank came back and either capped it at $100,000, or they completely eliminated it. And so that mindset of the business owner was, hey, maybe I can't rely on this, and I have to find another way for me to survive and keep my business healthy.
Well, plus,
and so there was this deleveraging that occurred. And
plus the desire to get out of to stop making payments, to get to the point where, never mind in addition to the banking situation, just getting it to the point where you have more self-determination with your own cash flow.
Yeah, in general, I mean, I think, yeah, there was a trend for that to take place. Now, I think as the last few years, I think that there have been more companies seeking debt, but I think that the amount of leverage that has that occurred back in 6, 7, and 8 versus the amount of leverage today is much lower. So a company was comfortable at 3 or 4 or 5 times leverage on their balance sheet, today they're 1 or 2 times.
Well, you can only go so far. You can only grow so far organically. That's one of the natural losses of being a small business. Is you can't, if you're growing beyond you know, at any kind of a high single-digit number at all, you can't profit that growth. You've got to borrow money, don't you?
Correct. Yes.
Most people
can. You either borrow money or you've got to seek investment capital.
Investment, which is go ahead.
Which is the other thing I think that we've seen an expansion of the private equity groups and the Uncle Bobs that are out there looking to put capital into places where they can get a return. They've come down into much smaller businesses, mm-hmm. and it's amazing today what I'm finding in talking to business owners, where they've got these GoFundMe, almost like GoFundMe type scenarios, where they can go raise some of the capital that they need, where they're not going to the traditional bank. They're calling it the shadow banking market.
Exactly, but I'll tell you, I'd rather my bank be my partner as an investor, because my bank just wants their money back. They don't want to tell me how to run the company. Quick break, right back with Tracy.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about what the SBA has to do with all this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.